preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can.
I don't know that I would be very good at either of those, skinning a buck or running a trot line. But we could do a lot of other things here at the Trump Phenomenon. I'm up in North Dakota. And wherever you are, thank you for joining the show. You can call in here on September 30th, 2019 at 800-313-9443. My name is James Kelso. The show is live and unpredictable and irrepressible. So thank you. On this last day of September, let's check into the Trump Phenomenon and see what our president has been up to. Another rollicking 24 hours where the president sent out messages like this. This is 10 hours ago since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. The fake news media wants to stay as far away as possible. Hello, 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 hello. Yes, it's far away. From the Ukraine and China deals made by the Bidens. A corrupt media is so bad for our country. In actuality, the media may be even more corrupt than the Bidens, which is hard to do. Yes, Mr. President, you're right. It's mind-boggling. One of the things that's beautiful about strong language, like the sort of thing we saw yesterday where somebody tweeting about Ed Henry on Fox and Friends, and I didn't get to see it this morning, so I didn't get to see the look on Ed Henry's face this morning on Fox and Friends after he was called. I'm sorry, pardon me, I know I'm going to be abrupt here, and if there are children, you can cover their ears. But the president tweeted this. So, hey, he's flying cover for me here. he retweeted a guy who called Ed Henry, he's basically a never Trumper on Fox, calling him a lying shithead. I want to remember it correctly. And what's great about strong language like that is that it cuts through all of the, use another strong word here, bullshit. And you at a certain point, you need to you're kind of fooling yourself. If you go into long, extensive analysis of, you know, this is what's wrong with this, and this is what's going on over here, and you're dissecting it all, when you're dealing with the demon rats, the facts don't matter, actually. So your extensive analysis of the facts, they're not going to change. You can analyze the facts till you turn blue in the face. They're not going to change. They're going to come right back at you lying and behaving criminally, being nasty, dirty, kicking you when you're down. What's that? How does that Eagles song go about the news media? Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down, kick them by the leaves, kick them all around. What's the name of that song? It's going to come. It's going to come to me in a second. Anyway, it's the Eagles song. It kind of got part of it there, part of the picture on the media, thriving on doing damage to people. But it's worse than that. Eagles only got part of the picture. Anyway, but strong language cuts through all of that. And it just makes the point, hey, this is a war. And we're not debating anymore. Now, the debate makes sense for the people in the middle, people that are confused, fuzzy-headed, they haven't seen the picture yet. All of the logic and all of the argumentation does make sense for those among our good kinsmen, good countrymen, who will respond to the facts. So for those people, those are the only people to whom we might need to apologize for using tough language or rough language. So to them, we extend an apology, especially if there are any children present. Let's go to another tweet here. He says, excellent series of tweets. He's quoting now here. He's quoting Jim McLaughlin, and he marks him as being a highly respected pollster. Jim McLaughlin at the Washington Times, he's quoting, quote, President Trump's job approval numbers have just reached the highest level since his inauguration, around 50%. And you can add to that many votes from voters that don't talk about their vote. That's a big part of the Trump phenomenon, isn't it? People who agree with us, agree with the president, but because they're afraid of being called politically incorrect, as Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard say, or politically incorrect, as more stuffed shirts say, they won't answer a poll necessarily stating that they're about to vote for Donald Trump. They'll always vote for Donald Trump. One of the reasons they're concerned is that political incorrectness can be downright expensive. One of the stories today, Tucker Carlson reported it, that in New York City, I think it's the Human Rights Commission, do they have the power to make laws in New York City? How did that happen? Who elected the Human Rights Commission? Let's see. Nobody? But apparently they have put out fines. Fine is a law. They put up fines that if you call an illegal alien in New York, you can be fined $250,000. Well, for 99.9% of us, that would put you out of action. That would end your life, basically. Any success you had in life would be ended with that fine, $250,000, for calling an illegal alien. That kind of hits home to this New Yorker. I was born on Fifth Avenue. I wonder how many of those Human Rights Commission people were actually born on Fifth Avenue in 1948. I could go back to my home of nativity, my place of nativity, and be fined $250,000 for any 5-minute stretch of this show. And then they have other fines as well for using politically incorrect terminology. That's how the left fights. That's what, again, we go back to this George Orwell book, 1984. He says it all right there. They're words you can't use. And they're words that you can't. One way they make words unusable is they abolish them. So they notice that one of the big projects of Big Brother in 1984 is putting together the Newspeak dictionary, which is reissued. You know, it's constantly revised and updated as words disappear from the Newspeak dictionary. So a word like illegal alien would be made to vanish. Where would it vanish? In the memory hole. How would you enforce keeping it down in the memory hole? Well, you put on a $250,000 fine for using it. And then part of Newspeak, the new part of Newspeak, is you invent new words like migrant or undocumented. What would you call it? You can't say alien because you don't want to say the word alien. So it would be undocumented migrant. There you go. And they have even more glorious words to describe illegal aliens. Many voters don't talk about their vote. Once they saw, continues Jim McLaughlin, once they saw the president's numbers going up, they said, we got to do something. So they made this whole thing up. Impeachment is also a preemptive strike for what they think is coming on the Obama administration's handling of the 2016 election. The unquote, Jim McLaughlin in the Washington Times. And the president, what's important about that, Jim McLaughlin's doesn't matter, a hill of beans, and not many people read what he writes, compared to the president. He's an important person in his, you know, smaller universe. But what elevates that statement to something historic is Donald Trump just retweeted it, or just put it in his own tweet. And the let's go to another tweet here. Let me get my caller board up. So if you were to call, I would see your name. Go right up here on this caller board, and you could add something that I've missed in the last 24 hours. You can add that to our informational approach here on the Trump phenomenon. Here's a quote. He's quoting somebody now that he likes, that he saw himself in the last 24 hours. Let's see who he's quoting. Jonathan Ward, W-A-R-D, an author and China expert, we are told. Here's the quote. After many years, the United States is finally waking up to Beijing's plans and ambitions to pass us as the dominant economic and military superpower in the 21st century. What's happening now is that the U.S. is finally responding. Parentheses, thank you, President Trump, close parentheses. This is taking place in trade. It's taking place in military competition, unquote. Jonathan Ward. I'm unfamiliar with him, but thank you, Mr. President, for sharing that quote, which is so spot on. And then his own comment from the president, we are winning and we will win. They should not have broken the deal we had with them. And then great Trump humor, irony, and strategy. Happy birthday, China. But folks, that's a real barb right there. Do you get it? Happy birthday, China. Well, this isn't the birthday of China. It's the 70th anniversary or birthday of Communist China. I guess it must have been set up in 1949. While I was still 1 year old there in Manhattan on Fifth Avenue in New York City. Happy birthday, China. And of course, the president is taking a wonderful role in this matter. He's supporting the freedom-loving, what do you call somebody who's a resident of Hong Kong? Hong Kongers? I guess so. The Hong Kongers, who by their hundreds of thousands, is it millions, are demonstrating for what they call democracy in Hong Kong, meaning, hey, thank you very much, Xi Jinping, but no thanks. We don't want your brand of government. We don't want your brand of slavery. We don't want the 1984 that you have established in Red China. And this is a hell of a story, folks. Hong Kong's an important place. I think there are about 7 million people in Hong Kong. I'm not sure. Somebody who's in the audience can update me if I'm off on my numbers. But I think there are about 7 million people in Hong Kong. So it's not a small place. I mean, it's a small place, but not a dinky population. And they're all Chinese. And they're a real thorn in the side of Red China because they are much more free. They're actually living, in effect, in the Western civilization that we set up, which Xi Jinping is dedicated to, as Jonathan Ward said, crushing. So to crush, it's very important to Xi Jinping that he crush any freedom in Hong Kong. I believe the British agreement with Red China to completely bail out of Hong Kong. They have bailed out. But their deal, so to speak, with Red China, I think expires, what, does somebody out there know the year? Is it 2040? Or is it sooner than that, I think? 2027? It's real soon. It's coming up. And at that point, all of the separate rights and privileges or agreements vis-a-vis the Hong Kongers vanish. And Hong Kong will simply be absorbed into the Red Chinese Borg. And the Hong Kongers, it's now close enough. You know how people are? If you make an agreement to something you're going to do in 30 years or 40 years, in the short-sighted view that almost all of us are guilty of taking, that's like forever. It's like, oh, 40 years from now, I'll sign on the line here. In 40 years, yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that. 40 years is never going to come. I'm not going to live that long. Oh, no, it does come. And all of a sudden, 40 years away is just 10 years away and 5 years away. And so the Chinese in Hong Kong are starting to see that now, that they are going to lose all of their freedom, all of their, any free speech they have, any freedom to travel that they have, any freedom. And more importantly, people start to realize, oh, wait a minute. When I signed that deal, I signed for my kids and my grandkids and my descendants forever. So their kids are going to grow up in a slave state. So anyway, that's why the Hong Kongers, how many weeks has it been now? Again, you, as Mike Rivero says, you're the most informed audience. How many months have the Chinese been going out into the streets? We'll be back right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying soul and soul. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We're back, folks. And thanks for tuning in. I'm looking for a really powerful tweet. And, you know, Twitter. Twitter may be screwing with us on what they display. I'm looking for the president's tweet. I think it's on September 28th. I can't find his tweets of the 28th. So when I scroll down, I find the 29th. I find today, 30th, and I find the 29th. It might be my ignorance of how this works, but it shouldn't be made. I think it may be something else. I want to continue to scroll down to the 28th. And where is it? Where is the 28th? I can only find one tweet by him on the 28th. So this is something we can look forward to. I'm sure is that Twitter will start messing with us and messing with the president's communication board, his communication channel, his hot phone line, the red phone directly to your home. they'll start messing, they probably already are messing with it. He has said as much. But I can't find his September 28th tweets. Now, the tweet I'm referring to is this one here. This is at Mother Jones. I know one of your favorite magazines. I think if you took all the people in this audience who subscribe to Mother Jones, they could all have a meeting in a phone booth. Here's Mother Jones for what date? September 28th. And the title of the article is, After a Week from Hell, Donald Trump Calls Democrats, now you got to be ready for this word, this is powerful language, savages. Oh my gosh. A thing of beauty. Now, the week from hell that Mother Jones refers to is they're thinking Donald Trump has had a week from hell. No, he hasn't. You have, Mother Jones. You've had a week from hell, but they're into fantasy. Donald Trump did call Democrats savages. So the tweet is quoted here by Mother Jones. I can't find it at Twitter. And that's what the memory hole is all about. You make something, you can erase it so it's actually physically gone, or just make it unavailable. Make it hard to find. And it's lost. It's gone. And that makes these things disappear and go away. So, for instance, that post where somebody called Ed Henry at Fox a lying shithead. Pete, you have to remember that you saw that. This is one of the themes from 1984. Winston Smith, the hero in this dystopian novel, he realizes, I've got to remember, I've got to focus. I saw something in my cubicle at the Ministry of Truth today, and if I forget what I just saw, it's gone. I have to remember it. Remember, remember. Like Pooh, as Pooh Bear says in Winnie the Pooh, think, think, think. Oh, do I love Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh. I just watched, well, I'll talk about it after I finish this point. No, I'll go into the diversion right now. I watched with my eight-year-old, I watched the movie Christopher Robin by Walt Disney. I don't know what year it was made, but somehow, I think it was after Disney had died and Disney started to go into its slide, bought out and was going into its slide into the toilet. But somehow a magical movie was made at Disney. And I'm telling you, if you want to watch a great, great movie with your little one or just yourself, watch Christopher Robin by Walt Disney. It's a good one. My little boy was crying through most of the movie. At various points, he would start crying because it was so emotionally powerful. It was so wonderful in its message. And Pooh Bear, he does say, I am a bear of little brains. And then Christopher Robin, the grown Christopher Robin, says to him, no, Winnie, you are a bear of great heart. And it's a wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, so if you stop remembering something, it goes away. It's gone. Winston Smith in 1984 realizes this. And so these things, these magical moments in the Trump presidency, you're going to have to remember them so you can tell your children and great-grandchildren and grandchildren and remind yourself. We'll be right back after this. Great. Fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. All right. Donald Trump used a word. A word politically incorrect. It's way down in the memory hole, and that word is savage. Savage. I've never looked up the etymology of the word savage. I thought it might be from the French. I know French. Sauvage, and many of our words that we use in the English world, came across the English Channel with the Norman conquest in 1066, with those Vikings who had colonized and conquered Normandy. Normandy, as in Norseman land, Normandy. Anyway, so it does indeed come from sauvage, but where does sauvage come from? Well, it comes from an earlier, more archaic French, sauvage, sauvage. And what does that come from? That comes from Latin. Of course, French is a very Latin language. It is sauvage comes from the Latin salvaticus, which comes from woods and from the word woods, as in sylvan, like the sylvan woods. And in other words, well, but what does the word savage mean? Let's go to that, okay? Here it is. A member of a non-literate society, especially one regarded as primitive, a crude or uncivilized person. As an adjective, wild, untamed, savage beasts of the jungle. Vicious, as in a savage dog. Can also be used as a verb to criticize violently, to attack ferociously and wound. The dog savaged the child. But here's some more definitions. But Donald Trump uses term synonyms, wild, feral, fell. Fell, interesting. I've never used that term, fell. F-E-L-L, bloodthirsty, rough, uncultivated. And the Middle English origin is in the years 1250 to 1300. Well, that's right after the 1066, right after the Norman conquest. So the here's Donald Trump's usage. And I did finally find it sort of through a back door into Twitter. I clicked on a link, and that took me to some undefined place, which actually is September 28th in the Trump Twitter account. I couldn't just scroll backwards in time. But here's what he said on September 28th. He said, can you imagine, this is one of his tweets in all caps, which when he uses all caps, or no, he uses a large font, meaning emphasis. He says, can you imagine if these do-nothing Democrat savages, people like Nadler, Schiff, AOC plus three, and many more, had a Republican Party who would have done to Obama what the do-nothings are doing to me, oh well, maybe next time. Now, I don't know what he means by oh well, maybe next time. That's an interesting... Is he referring to what we'll do to them or what they'll do to us or both, depending on what happens? So here's the phrase. Can you imagine if these do-nothing Democrat savages? Now, the liberal left, the Looney Tunes, the savages, of course, had a savage response to this. Now let's go back to the Mother Jones article. And Mother Jones says this. The leader, they quote his tweet, the one we just read, and he says, that's the president of the United States referring to his political opponents, including four women of color. He's previously suggested don't belong in this country as, quote, savages, unquote. Trump has spent most of his presidency deploying dehumanizing language against people or groups of people he wants his political base to hate: Mexicans, Muslims, residents of Baltimore, homeless people. I love that. Residents of Baltimore. So at a certain point, the phrase, this isn't normal, starts to lose meaning. This is disturbingly normal. It's maybe the last song he still plays, and it's probably only going to get worse, writes Mother Jones. So they reacted to that word, savages, quite predictably. And I loved it. And that's just going to disappear down the memory hole. In all likelihood, we'll see. Let's see what he's doing. He's tweeting right now. That was September 28th. You see, the memory hole catches up really quickly. I was only able to find that because I searched on the term savage. But notice that what the social media will do, what the Bezos, Zuckerberg media will do, is they will poison, they've already done it, They will contaminate the search engines so that when you, like Winston Smith, sitting in your cubicle, try to find something that you think you remember or that you think somebody told you about, some patriotic thing, some important fact of reality, you won't be able to find it. I'm speaking just in a dystopian manner here. If we lose big, you won't be able to find it because they will have changed the algorithm. They will have tweaked the algorithm on that word, like savage, so that, you know, and this is so simple for these people to do. They could just put in a little algorithm that says when somebody searches on the word savage, delete any reference connected to Donald Trump, so that you won't be able to find his statement that these are savages, and so on. And maybe you won't find Michael Savage either. I'm sure they don't want you to find him. But that's how they will. And Robert Epstein is the guy. He's the guy himself, a liberal, self-proclaimed liberal, but possessed of honesty to the effect that he is honestly, as a researcher on the matter of the power of social media, he's saying they can change, sway, alter, direct, redirect millions of votes by controlling people with their algorithms. He gave it, I'll give you an example of what he's talking about that you and I wouldn't notice. On November 8, 2016, or was it 2018? I think it was 2018. Google, you know where the name Google appears on the you know, the heading of Google? Instead of Google, it said vote today. Instead of Google, big letters, vote today. And Robert Epstein, using his algorithms, his research as a scholar, calculated that made a difference of 800,000 votes. Yes, it was 2018. 800,000 votes for Democrats. And he said, how was that achieved? He said the people who use Google as a search engine tend very disproportionately to be left-wingers and liberals who hang out on Google. So when Google, it looks like a neutral message, vote today. How can that be something that tilts an election? You know, it's going to get everybody to vote more. So it will be politically neutral. No, it's not. Because more liberals read that message, woke up, turned on their Google, it said, vote, go vote now. He says 800,000 of them did just that. It made a difference of 800. That's a lot of votes, folks. That's a lot of congressional districts that may have been swung from Republican to Democrat. And that's just one minor example. And it's like a fairly simple one as to how Google can affect behaviors. And the more complex modalities, there's a good word for you, New Age word, involve, you know, the complexity of search engines and directing people when you search on the word savage, you know, somehow sending you to climate change pages where you'll be miseducated into thinking climate change is a real deal, and so on, et cetera. I just made that one up, but that's the sort of thing they would do. It's child's play for a computer technician, a search engine technician, to do that sort of thing with an algorithm. And it's all in the background. You have no idea it ever occurred. And Robert Epstein has said that in his research, this is the hardest part of his research, is that these phenomena of redirection of your thinking are ephemeral. I think he actually uses the word ephemeral. I have to check up on it. But he uses ephemeral or a synonym for that. And he says the way they redirect you vanishes. It shows up on a page. You were steered in a certain place. You were taken to a certain place. But there's no trail of cookie crumbs left behind showing how that happened. How did I end up here? I did a search on the word savage. I wanted to find the Trump quote. And now I'm on a page telling me that in 12 years, we're all going to burn up with global warming. How did I end up here? Well, Google or Bing or any of the others. And of course, all of them are search engines. Think about it. Facebook is a search engine. Twitter is a search engine. How did you end up there? They're not going to tell you. That all happens behind the curtain. And there's no real good way to get behind the curtain. And Robert Epstein has to come up with techniques of monitoring what's happening, basically capturing. I think he uses that phrase. He captures pages and screenshots so that he can catch the ephemeral action of somebody inside the control booth at Google steering you to the left. The tiller is always tilted to the left for these people. All right, let us go to Donald Trump right now. In the present moment, what is his most recent tweet? He's got a. This is nice. He tweets the Breitbart impeachment poll. Okay, now what does this tell us right off the bat? Donald Trump reads Breitbart. I'm reading Breitbart right now. I'm quoting this, or I'm copying this from the president. He reads Breitbart. And Breitbart took an impeachment poll. 97.83% answered they stand with President Trump. No, they do not stand with President Trump. 2.17%. Let's just round that off to 98.2. So 98% of Breitbart people are with Trump. They're with you. So now, when Google notices that, Facebook notices that, what do they do? Along the lines that Robert Epstein is sketching. Well, we want to suppress Breitbart returns. So we want to, if somebody does a search on any particular topic, and Breitbart, which is a very big website with very big traffic, if they would normally, well, you just do this in your algorithm. You go, whenever the return a return pointing to Breitbart comes up in any search, drop it down 10 pages. Let's say a page is 20 returns. Drop it down 200 returns, meaning memory hole. Nobody goes 10 pages into any search, except me and you, maybe. Everybody stays on their first page, maybe clicks to the second page of a search. So if Breitbart would normally come up on page 1, drop it to page 10. It's gone. And all of a sudden, huge amounts of traffic that would have gone to Breitbart don't happen. Huge influence that Breitbart would have had on people's minds is erased. And then the other side of that coin, flip that coin over, CNN. You put in an algorithm on CNN. If CNN would normally appear on page 10, move them to page 1. And it's just a little tweak in the algorithm. You never see it. It's all functioning in the background. You have no access to that machine code. You have no access to that whatsoever from your computer. What's going on at the, let's say, Google, in this case, computer. Somebody within Google would have to rat out Google. It's the only way you ever. And that has happened. Some real whistleblowers, unlike the fake whistleblower, the CIA operative that we now are dealing with on the fake Ukraine story, who is not a whistleblower, is not exposing any crime or wrongdoing. He's not a person of good faith who's blowing a whistle because he sees wrongdoing and he wants to right it. He's an operative. And I like what Stephen Miller said in his interview with, was it Chris Wallace, the turd Chris Wallace? Stephen Miller amazingly keeping his cool in what an amazing fashion, as Chris Wallace tried over and over again, as we talked about yesterday, we quoted a little bit of it, to suppress Stephen Miller's clear thinking. Stephen Miller correctly pointed out Donald Trump is the actual whistleblower. Interesting. So there you go. That the president put that up. 98% of Breitbart folks stand with the president. Now, by the way, what's another way that Google or Facebook could steer people? Okay, when you, let's say you're running Edge, the Microsoft browser, or you're running Chrome, the Google browser, well, they know that I visit Breitbart all the time. Can they do something with that to screw me up? Yeah, we'll talk about it right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work.
Good. I can't get down there, folks. Hey.
The best of the free life behind.
We're back, folks. And let's see, we've got a little, how much time we got left? We got just this one segment left here. to be with you. And let's end with this, a good encouraging word here from Donald Trump, that he, I mentioned to you, you know, last week he was at 64.8 million followers. Well, as I look at his page today, he's at 65.1 million followers. So 300,000 new followers have appeared, even according to Twitter. And I'm looking up here at the top. It says he's had 44,000 tweets. 44,000 and change. Wow. I think that's what I'm seeing, 44.7K tweets. And the here's a message that he put out today. It's got 1.8 million views, again, according to Twitter, maybe many more than that. But here's the message that he put out to all of us today. It's 40 seconds long. Let's play it. It's an animation. It's very nice. It's right at the top. He's pinned it at the top of his page. So he's telling us, he wants us all to hear it.
If I give you one message to hold in your hearts today, it's this. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward.
And then
with
that last piano chord, the screen says, "Keep America Great." It's a wonderful, somebody made a great animation of the president. So look at the president's Twitter account if you want to enjoy that visual that accompanies that audio, but the audio had most of it. And what can I say here? I'll tell you what, when people call me and they go, "How do you feel, Kelso? How do you, are you depressed? Or are you encouraged by the way things are going?" I'm encouraged. I think the president's on a roll. I think the wheels are, we've been promised so much and nothing's happened so far, but not enough has happened. But we are told by people who should know, people like Joe DiGenova, that big breaks in our favorite are coming up, and that people are going to go to prison. And this is going to happen. The break is going to be in the next few weeks. So I'm eager. And of course, everything else. I think everything is breaking in the president's favor. I love it. When people say it's impossible, view it as motivation. Thank you for being motivated. We'll see you again tomorrow night. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.